It's here and now. It's been somewhat overshadowed by the elections, but American composer Elliot Carter died Monday at the age of 103. What a life. Dozens of works, two Pulitzer Prizes, and his own complex, often dissonant and difficult harmonic language. We'll have our interview, but first, thoughts from Harvard University music professor Tom Kelly, and to start, Boston Globe classical music critic Jeremy Eichler.
It's amazing how someone could die at 103 years old and that it still could somehow seem even remotely surprising, and yet it does, because his last years he was so present and so very much with the classical music world. He was not only attending performances of his works, but he was writing new ones at a speed that just mystified everyone, even his champions.
Tom Kelly, what is it about his music? You know, what was its importance?
His music changed a lot over 100 years, and he was such an amiable man. He had the warm, open smile, and yet he was extremely demanding in his music. I think he even said he sort of gave up trying to please people. He decided to please himself. And like a whole lot of music that has lasted, his music to some people seemed almost impossible to play and impossible to listen to in its early listenings. And now it's had 100 years, and some of his pieces have become classics.
I think that three things contributed to his being more and more visible now in these recent years than he's been at any time. One is just the general rise in performance abilities from the average conservatory student graduating today can play these pieces that might have been deemed completely unplayable a generation ago. The second is just this kind of, in a way, a mellowing of some of the severity and angularity of the scores in this, what they call Carter's late period, where you have a kind of an almost Mozartian quality of grace and still, of course, enormous formal complexity.
Boston Globe music critic Jeremy Eichler and Harvard professor Tom Kelly on the legacy of composer Elliot Carter. Jeremy says Carter composed his last piece in August. And back in 2008, the Boston Symphony Orchestra celebrated his 100th birthday by performing his then-new work, Interventions. Here and Now's Andrea Shea was lucky to be at a rehearsal with Elliot Carter.
Boston Symphony Hall is packed for this open dress rehearsal of Elliot Carter's Interventions.
This man is 100 years old, and he wrote five pieces in the last year.
Not an easy task at any age, says Gunther Schuller. And he would know. Schuller is also a noted composer of contemporary music and a former head of the New England Conservatory. As the hall settles, he leans in to call Carter's latest work a masterpiece.
To write such a really great piece at such an age, you know, a lot of composers have grown into their 80s and 90s, and in many cases, their inventiveness, the quality of their writing sort of leveled off a little bit, you know. But with Mr. Carter, he just keeps on going like the Duracell batteries.
Or maybe the Energizer Bunny.
I forget that I'm 100. I don't really think about it much. I'm thinking about notes. I just sit down in the morning and do it.
That's Elliot Carter, backstage at Symphony Hall. Looking far younger than his years, the composer reflects on writing now, compared to when he was a younger man.
Well, let me say that the earlier pieces that I wrote that are very elaborate and complex are pieces that took an awful lot of planning and a great deal of very careful working out of details.
Today, Carter says he works more quickly.
I'm more impatient as I get older, and so I want to get the piece finished and written. I also discovered that I'm beginning to write my own music without having to think about it as much as I used to, so that it comes more easily.
Carter started thinking about a career in music in the 1920s as a youth living in New York City. He says a high school teacher took students to contemporary music concerts. For Carter, Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring was a revelation.
when I heard that in my teens in Carnegie Hall in New York, I really felt that I'd love to write something like that. I didn't know how much effort it took.
But eventually Carter found out the hard way.
In the 1930s, he got a review for a ballet that he wrote in a pretty popular style called Pocahontas.
Christian Carey is an assistant professor at Westminster Choir College in Princeton, New Jersey. He says Pocahontas got some terrible reviews.
And he's had a lot of people say that his music is ear-rending or ear-stabbing, the most complicated music ever, which actually isn't true. But he is somebody who has followed his own vision and who has not let a single newspaper review or even a bunch of newspaper reviews change what he wants to express musically.
Carey is writing his dissertation on Carter and drove up to Boston from Jersey for the day just to see this premiere of Interventions. He'll be delivering a paper at an Elliot Carter conference in Paris. It's all part of the worldwide celebration of the composer's 100th birthday.
He's kind of seen some of his worst detractors and his worst critics die, so that now, you know, he can really sit back and enjoy the plaudits that he deserves.
Carter gained fame a few decades into his career after he gave up composing neoclassical music to focus on writing atonal pieces using unusual scales, tonalities, and pitches.
When I wrote my big string quartet in 1950 or so, that was the work that established the way I wanted to write from that time on.
Carter's string quartet won praise from critics in Europe, but still Americans had a hard time getting behind his new sound. He remembers when his first string quartet was played at Columbia University.
One of the professors got up and said, never would have been played here if Mr. Carter hadn't been a teacher on the faculty. And there was a lot of dislike of that music. I can't say that sank in much. Me as a composer does not write for the public. I'm writing for the performers. I think Schoenberg said that it's all scales and arpeggios. And Brahms was the only one who began to break that down, and Wagner. After all, the whole harmonic system from Bach until the time of Wagner was all the same. While in Kantori music, each composer has his own particular harmonic or melodic line. We're not living in the field where everything is given. We have to invent it ourselves.
And even at 100, Elliot Carter continues to invent new ways of expressing emotion through music. He says he still has hundreds of sounds to explore, and he won't stop anytime soon.
I always tried to write the thing that I thought was very good, and I finally hope that somebody else beside me will think so too.
Composer Elliot Carter spoke to Here and Now's Andrea Shea in 2008. Elliot Carter died Monday at the age of 103. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm thinking this may be the perfect soundtrack for this sleep-deprived, exciting for some, anxious for others day. Join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.